Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The topic of estate planning usually conjures up thoughts of wealthy people with complicated situations, but our next guest says that if you own any kind of property, for example, a house, a car, a retirement plan, then you have an estate, and as a result, you should also have a plan. Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Joy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
It doesn't really matter the value of your house, car, retirement plan, the total or anything. If you own property, you do need an estate plan.
Yes, that's right. And it's amazing, especially with life insurance, what that number can add up to. So sometimes people who have very modest incomes can have estates of $500,000 or $1 million.
And I think that a lot of people are also under the perception that it's because of estate taxes that you need an estate plan. What are the estate valuations where taxes are a consideration?
Okay, that's a great question. The estate tax laws have been changed. For people who have $11 million and over, they're going to have an estate tax problem. So the majority of us don't have an estate tax problem, but we still need to keep a record of all of our assets and make sure that we have our property titled correctly. Also, make sure that you have the beneficiary arrangements set up properly, especially life insurance through work. Many times that gets overlooked, and in the event of marriage, a divorce, or the death of a beneficiary, those don't get changed.
Well, let's talk about titling. How should property that you own, like cars and homes, be titled?
Depends on your marital situation. But typically, for husbands and wives, they want to have property titled joint with right of survivorship. So it's important to check your deed to see if your home is titled that way. For your car, you may want it titled in both names, so it'll make it easier for it to pass to the other person in the event of a death.
How about bank accounts?
You can have a beneficiary designation on there, either a TOD, which is transfer on death, or POD, which is payable on death.
And if things aren't titled properly, then probate court comes into the equation.
Well, sometimes you can't avoid probate. Life insurance, retirement plans, and if you have a beneficiary arrangement on CDs, bank accounts, they're going to pass via contract. In the event that property is titled in just your name, then it will have to go through probate.
Well, let's talk about the documents that are important to have regardless of your estate size.
A will is the first document that you need, and a will is your opportunity to designate who gets your property. A durable power of attorney is the next important document, and that document gives someone the right to make financial decisions for you if you are incapacitated or from a convenience perspective. For example, you could be traveling or out of the country, and maybe the cell phone provider needs to be changed, or your spouse needs to make a financial transaction, and with the durable power of attorney document, he or she would be able to do that. Another important document is the health care power of attorney, and that one is the document that gives someone the authority to make health care decisions on your behalf.
And then I guess all of this needs to be organized, and you need to let people know where everything is?
Yes, exactly. We recommend an organizational binder where you can keep all of your important documents. There's a place in there for birth certificate, marriage license, divorce decree, passport, passwords, insurance papers, legal documents, all those important items that we all have to keep up with, and it's all located in one binder so that in the event of an emergency, say a flood, tornado, hurricane, fire, then you know where that is and you can grab it and run out the door. And we recommend that you put it in a fireproof safe at home.
Well, Joy, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today. Great information.
Thank you, Mike.
Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just look for On Demand, and there you'll find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.